Today's SEO tip is going to focus on the audio ranking opportunity in organic search. Hello, and thanks for listening to SEO Tips today. So today's tip is focused on optimizing audio assets because today I'm launching my second podcast. It's called the Digital Marketing Victories Podcast. It's going to be a monthly show focused on the tactics, strategies, soft skills, and technical requirements that go into digital marketing success. You can check it out at digitalmarketingvictories.com. Okay, on to today's tip. Optimizing podcasts and audio assets for discovery in search is a relatively new effort. Today, you can see that Google surfaces both podcast landing pages and episodes in Google search, as well as they have a podcast player, of course. I started paying attention to the trend when Google's podcasting team announced that their new goal was to double the amount of podcast listening over the next couple of years. Well, currently, 50% of U.S. adults listen to a podcast a month. That's more people consuming podcasts than on some of the major social media networks. It's also an engaged audience, as 80% of people will listen to an entire podcast episode or most of it. Google currently integrates and surfaces podcast content in both Google Search and Google Assistant, and obviously the podcast app. And they're all instantly playable if the author of the podcast has registered their podcast with Google. Due to Google's increasing audio focus, I'm encouraging most of my clients to think about adding or optimizing audio as a part of their marketing mix. And that's why I've added podcast content to my business's marketing mix. So let's talk about how Google ranks podcast and audio content. Well, Google filed a patent related to how audio content would be ranked in its podcast app. That patent indicates that Google uses its understanding of topics and subtopics and is applying those to a variety of audio content, and that the app is highly personalized to the end user. Not shocking. Google mentions the following when it comes to selecting and ranking audio content in its app: popularity, inclusion of evergreen content relevant to a listener, inclusion of episodes if the episodes don't need to be listened to as part of a series, and whether or not the content is related to categories or topics that are of interest to that particular user. And you might not be aware, but the content also needs to be of high quality. And for this, Google uses their human raters to evaluate. And in the human rater guide, they mention the following related to having high quality audio content: one, the general popularity of the content; two, good audio quality; and three, content based on the keywords or topics used. We also know that Google Podcasts is now automatically transcribing the podcast dialogue. And they use that as metadata, which allows users to search for specific episodes, even if they can't remember the name of the podcast. So what easy steps can you take now to increase the discovery of your audio content in Google search? Well, if you have a podcast, register your podcast with Google Podcasts and also go ahead and register with a podcast manager. I think that's one and the same now. Two, upload transcripts for each episode and ensure that those episodes have their own landing page. And on each episode landing page, make sure to mention brands and names for which your audience might search. Four, make sure you have good audio quality. And five, make it easier for Google and provide an audio transcript. And there's a few ways you can think about adding more audio to your marketing plan. You can take your white papers and hire a voiceover artist to turn them into audio content. You can think through which experts on your team could be guests on other people's podcasts. You can take your video content, think about how that might play as audio only. You can think about what audio files you might just be sitting on and how you could stitch that into an audio episode. You can also use your keyword tool and look for your target keywords plus the word episode, or your target keywords plus the word podcast, to kind of gauge how much interest there is in your topic and people looking for that, particularly in a podcast format. So those are your tips for today. Think through how to use more audio in your marketing plan and work to optimizing your existing audio or podcast episodes for Google discovery. And if you're already listening to my SEO tips, I'd encourage you to check out the new podcast where I interview other marketers about their soft skills and the persuasion techniques that they use to sell through their marketing ideas. So check out digitalmarketingvictories.com. We'll have one episode launching each day this week, and come back tomorrow for another SEO tip.